Dr. Robin Murphy's Lotus Health Institute, online at lotushealthinstitute.com.
Quickly outline the benefits that homeopathy can do for the aging process. There's a word we call a synergy. And synergy was developed by the physicists when they found a certain metal alloys, like copper plus iron, and I don't know the example, but if you put those together, they're stronger than copper or iron by themselves. You know, one has an example, 100 tensile strength units, copper, and the other one has, iron has a, you know, 50 tensile strength, and you put them together and you get 250 tensile strength. And the physicist says this is not mathematically possible. It's impossible. You should have 150 strength with the combining those two metals, but it became stronger. Now here's the idea with homeopathy, some internal exercises in a simple diet, you will get a synergistic effect. Okay? They will all work toward the same goal. And that goal is to cultivate vitality. Okay? And they're all simple and they're all natural. Homeopathy can help you get back the vitality that you have lost. And then you start, or even at the same time, then you start on a longevity program, you see. And then the two together will have a synergistic effect. And not only will you feel well, but just by doing half hour, see, we have to, what they call it, tithing? You know the word tithing? Tithing to the temple? This is the temple, right? We don't tithe it. And tithing is 10%. A 10% tithing to us would be 2.4 hours a day that we have to put in to cultivating our health. I don't put in 2.4 hours a day, which is 10% of 24 hours, but we have to at least put in an hour. You may have to do some breathing for 15 minutes or some walking for a half hour in the morning and maybe do some breathing at night, and you've put in something, but we have to do some tithing to the temple. If we don't, the temple is in, starts going into disorder. Okay? So a lot of the analogies in our religious scriptures, when they say temple and church, a lot of times they're meaning the body and the care of the body. There's different ways of looking at that. Because if we don't take good care of what's been given to us, that's pretty arrogant. That's pretty out of line with our nature. Okay? So we have to do that. You say, oh, I don't wake up in the morning, there's no time, is this and that, and you wake up a half hour earlier. Okay? But if you don't do that and you don't cultivate that, then you can't expect health. If you don't plant the carrots and the corn, how are you going to get carrots and corn to eat 3 months later? It's the same with our health. If we don't put something in it, you know, time, energy, and attention to our body, it won't stay healthy. In the old days, our lifestyle did that for us. Today, we have to consciously do it. Yes?
7 days a week?
Huh? Every day. I mean, it should be like brushing your teeth. Okay? Don't become fanatical. If you miss a day or you're traveling, no big deal. But once it's a habit and you start reaping the benefits from the habit, you would do it automatically and enjoy it. See, at first it may be a little struggle.
Someday you get toned up, you do it every other day or something.
Well, then you'll start going back a little.